3/4 of an inch of rain.
With the driving rains that hit the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota, many wheat fields are laying flat. When it comes to lodging, Westbred Technical Product Manager Grant Merring says the crop has two or three lives.
Now, this is stem lodging. That's just the stem is falling over. And the first time, and especially if it's early like it is now, where it's post-flowering, not a lot of weight in the head, it's going to stand back up, mostly. And even the second time, it can go down and it can stand mostly back up. But that third time, the general consensus is that it just won't come back up if it's a low straw strength variety.
Merring advises farmers to check on fields and take note of the varieties that are most susceptible to lodging.
Rains covered a large portion of North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota to start the week. Helena Agri Enterprises sales representative J.J. Johnson says some rains were welcome and others were not.
Yeah, you travel, on, I guess, in my territory from Breckenridge all the way to the Canadian border, and there's a lot of areas, you know, when you get probably north of Highway 2 that really needed this rain and got a really nice rain with not too much wind. And as you start to get south, Monoman, you know, all the way to that Barnesville, Wahpeton area in there, they didn't need rain and they got a lot of it.
In his travels,